Next one, real quickly. Review of protective covenants. We have gone through the protective covenants the last couple of meetings. We came down to all but three. I put four because when I reread it, I thought it was four, but it's only three. That we did not have consensus, a general consensus on it. And what I'd like to do is look at those three today after we've had the last month, see if we can come to an agreement on that. And if so, be able to have these ready to be printed out for the particular annual meeting coming up. Gentlemen, do you have yours? Dale? Okay, you have yours? Anybody else? Do you want to see one? John, you're part of this.
John, here, I'll
here. Now, before Larry Walters left, he was kind enough to remember the papers that we had before where it listed
all the different,
the current, the Hall Committee, the Clarkson Committee, and then the proposed. This is what we had on these sheets before. What he has done is condensed it as we have agreed as the board on all but three points. And if you'll notice on the page 8, you will notice starting on page 8 to page 10, these are the three, number 12 concerning easements, number 14 concerning rules and regulations, and number 18 discontinuance of common utility service and suspension of common facility use and voting rights. Those are the only three that we at this point did not come to a general consensus in order to present it to the annual meeting. What I'd like to do now is, because we've already gone over these, look at them again. And again, what is in red is what's proposed. You will see on some of these option one, option two. If we can find some level of agreement and eliminate the areas that we think that we can. Okay.
Ken, is there a logic in trying to do the protective covenants and the bylaws and the rules and regulations all in one presentation? Or does it have to do one and then the other and then the other?
Well, I know what you're saying, but unfortunately we weren't able to do any more than this. So what do? Hold off on this one and then wait till the next one's up and then take a year to handle that one? I think if we at least present something that shows that we have been working towards a goal to get it accomplished, I think that's a good thing. But we don't have anything else but this, but I think we're pretty close to finding resolution in the majority of it. If that would be the directive for the next year to complete the bylaws and review again the rules and regulations. I think this year we've had so many other things that's gotten in the way in terms of hiring branch managers and this and that, that we haven't had the time to do that. But I don't know, it's up to you. The board as well.
My feeling is that from a practical standpoint, we have failed on one respect, but we have succeeded on another, and we've succeeded at least going through this 95% of the way, and that we should proceed and at least have this to present at the meeting. And my suggestion today is if the other board members are in agreement that we take, if they feel that they would like to discuss, we say, okay, number 12, anybody want to discuss? Otherwise, we take a vote. And then we can move through this. Because if there are strong feelings that aren't going to change, we might as well just have a vote and know it. And then Larry Walters' suggestion, I think, it's very good. We present what we have agreed upon, and then we put up for the membership vote these one, two, or three things that we cannot agree upon, and let them, in the end, decide.
Well, that's my concern and question on it. I still will not approve, you know, so you know up front that I cannot approve these.
These
so
meaning
cannot,
these three
yeah,
or,
yeah, the,
or
the
whole
ones
document?
Here, well, and the bylaws and those things. They're not near what I think we should end up with as far as overall, you know, harmonious membership presentation, and whether they should all be presented at one time, or whether they just this one. But
we've sat here, Dale, for numbers of meetings and hours, and I think there has been a real good harmony and resolution in the acceptances of the protective covenants. The only three that we were at this point that you were not in agreement with were 12, 14, and 18. And if we have a quorum here, we can ask the board, you know, the four of us, how we feel on it also.
Five.
We have five. Okay. On this information, because, like I say, it's been my intent this entire year to accomplish specific things. And because we didn't accomplish the other, we have accomplished this. And that's one thing down that we have done that, and again, if you don't feel that you still can come into an agreement with specific ones here, then I believe it should be put to the membership and have them vote on it, as well as what we as the committee already did it the year before. Now we're going through it slice by slice, and I believe that it is in harmony and it can be accepted. Barbara?
If I understand right, these three items are actually items that were in the original bylaws that you set up, Dale. Now you're not agreeing with them. I don't understand that. You know, is there a personal agenda that you have that we aren't aware of? Because these are items that were already covered in the original set of bylaws.
The falsity, Ken, is I did not agree with them to begin with. I still don't agree with them.
When
so
you said
it was not part of my agenda.
When you set the whole thing up 20 years ago, 30 years ago?
No.
The items that we're talking about right now were items that came back from the original bylaws that I saw when I joined the association, which is in the mid-90s, okay? And I'm not understanding why you're now against people being on these various items, okay?
So they're not the same.
Not the same.
He's talking about the topic. I'm
talking about the three individual
well,
topics.
Those topics are on there, but what they're wanting to interview from you are not the same as what Dale had 20 years ago. That's why Dale was opposed to it.
Wasn't it required that a person pay his dues to be able to vote on the original set? Wasn't that the set that I've got? It said that I had to pay my dues or I couldn't vote.
Well, see, okay. You're jumping to conclusions of what the issue even is.
No, that is one of the issues.
Yep. That's one of the issues. As far as I can see, that's the only difference I can see in this area. Okay. So I think that the idea of, I'll let it go at that.
No, we'll take it, but what I'd like to do is, the idea was there.
Yeah.
But let's look at easement, for instance, on page 8. Option 1, option 2, and in red was what the recommendation from Larry Walters, other than utility easements, no easement over association common property may be granted to any public or private entity or individual without approval by a two-thirds majority vote of the membership at a regular or special membership meeting.
And the gist of this, since you probably haven't studied this as much as we have, is the gist and what Smack said is we don't want the board to be able to vote and give away Metal Canyon Road or any other part of this. And that's why we would like that in there, to protect the members what they want. And so that's cutting it. That's just basically what it is. And that's the political thing, and Val and Dale would like to do that, and most of the rest of us would not. And so I would like to make a motion to vote on this item. I would call the question at this time.
Pardon?
Before you make a vote, say that today you pass it and it's accepted by the board and it's put in. Dale is in support of it, then it's going to blow the whole document. I suggest that as Dale is not in support of this, and we all know this, that you need to talk about what you, Dale is in support of together and have it a separate issue and have these three things voted on by the membership, because that's the only way around it. And if Dale doesn't want to do it.
I understood Dale right. Last year.
You don't
approve
the whole
document.
No, he said bylaws and rules of rec. You say
protected
covenants.
So you're not approving. You don't even approve
of
the rest of it that's been put together. But
that,
I thought you guys were put that all together as a board, and
then
you voted and they voted.
That's the frustration. Last year. That's why this has taken 3 years.
In all the minutes, it shows that you voted before.
Well, we put that exactly what we're going to do. We're going to put it to the membership.
As one unit.
As one unit for protective covenants, and if we can't agree on these things.
I guess that's the way to do it. If
we can't agree on these things, then these three items the membership votes on.
Because I have the list. You know, this is the thing. We all agreed on this. It was good, it was good, it was good. And we came to that agreement with all of us. We finally, 8 hours, June 10th, we spent on this. And there were compensations made on Dale's side, saying what his opinion was. There were compensations on our side. And we came to those agreements.
Okay, I understand, Kenny. I was misunderstanding because I thought Dale supported everything but those three items.
That's what I thought.
If Dale doesn't support any of it, you just as well do it as one big love thing.
Item by item, this is where we came down to.
And now,
I
think you're back to square one. You need to put out what one group wants and what Dale wants.
I think the misunderstanding here is that we thought that we were buying part of this ranch. It was part ours. But I got a feeling like that we're really really mistaken on that. I mean, we only own our individual lots, but the ranch is really controlled by whoever can gather the most votes together. And however that means be, okay? The rest of us really doesn't mean much.
I made a call on the motion. For a vote, I'd like to have a vote.
Okay.
John? What we're talking about now, what you guys have been talking about, I think to remember this being discussed at that meeting in Mesquite.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
This was discussed.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Many times.
Well, before I do your motion, Dale, I'm surprised now that you're saying that there is no harmony, that you don't like this at all. We talked about it. We listened to you because you had good comments on this.
That's not honest, fair. There's some of these things I'm very happy with. I'm not as a total. If you bring it up for a total vote, I would vote against it. There are still things in there. There's reasons that I don't think is good for the ranch and for every individual owner to have some of these things in there.
You were asked to address those issues as we went along. You're not forthright. If you did not discuss them then, and then at that time agreed to them, and now you're not agreeing.
I've
you are backpedaling.
Not at all.
Yes, you are. You are, Dale. You are not forthright.
That's fine.
That is my opinion, and I call for a vote on the motion.
Okay.
The motion.
I told you the day it was introduced.
That day, nothing. What are all these meetings through the year, Dale? If you forgot,
no,
you
I
need
not
help
forgot.
Remembering.
Not at all. Not at
you
all.
You have agreed. We've both given and taken. We've tried our darndest. You frustrate me intensely.
Wonderful.
Because you're not forthright. You change midstream. You come to a point and you backpedal.
Not at all. I've maintained from day one, and I still do.
You are not a lot of things.
Okay. Did you get any of that motion written down?
No, I think the
motion was to
vote on item number 13.
For 12.
For 12. Yeah. And see what the consensus is.
And you want to vote on it as in which option you're going to take. Because, I mean, I understand that there's more than one option.
There are two options. I would like to... Okay, I see your point.
Yeah, that's my conclusion. Mm-hmm.
I would make a motion that we vote yay or nay on option number one.
And all we're voting on is which one of these two, or how do we word it to put it into this, the previous, that then goes to a vote
by the membership.
Tell me where you are, Candy.
Page eight,
number 12.
Mine don't have numbers on it.
Page on the bottom?
Yes, one of mine has numbers on the bottom.
Hand him a copy of the
number. None of mine has numbers.
Well, I just printed mine yesterday.
What paragraph number?
We're at the top of the page here. Okay. Motion is on the floor to accept option one
of item 12
as it is written. And as all of us can see, this is the additional in red. It already existed. Okay. Is there a second? I second it. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed?
No.
Show one opposing Gale. All right, let's look at number 14.
Okay. I thought we were just voting to go ahead and
put it in there.
Go in there. Which option are you putting in
okay.
there? That's my question.
Okay.
Specify.
Is there another? Okay.
Did we specify option one?
I said option one. Should I do another motion then for option two?
No.
No.
Yes, that's fine.
No. That's what I was going to do. Okay, number 14 is rules and regulations. Rules and regulations, this actually condenses. Phil's is very long on the original. Clarkson does not have the information here that Larry Walters had added.
Candy, if I might make a point of discussion or clarification, I conceded greatly on my original motion. This, the crux and gist of this, is that members, if they don't like the rules and regulations, can, say at an annual meeting, a two-thirds majority say, phooey.
You don't want to change it.
In other words, we gave the members some ability to have some say. Now, what I agreed to take out of there that Dale was very opposed to is he never has liked the rules and regs since year 2004. And this assumes that we are running on those rules, which we have been for 3 years now. But at an annual meeting, if the question is raised, a vote can be taken, and they can be voted out or an item stricken by the wishes of the members. So the part in the red there gives members that ability to have some say in the rules and regulations.
Could I read it? This includes changes to the rules and regulations shall be submitted to the membership for comment for 45 days prior to implementation, and any provision of the rules and regulations may be overturned by a majority vote of the membership at any regular or special membership meeting.
So it does give the board the ability to make rules and regs, which they have always had.
The board shall have the authority to amend, change, add to, and restate the rules and regulations. One, to aid in the administering the affairs of the association. Two, to ensure that the properties are maintained and used in a manner consistent with the interests of the owners. And three, to regulate the use of the common areas and to regulate the personal conduct of the members and their guests thereon. And four, to establish penalties and fines for the infractions of any rules and regulations.
So the parts in red only at first define, it just reemphasize the fact that the board has the right to do that. But then the part that's added at the bottom gives the members some say. Option number two does not want the members to have, well, it does not include
When you're saying option number two, that's just eliminating the red?
That's a well, basically it is.
I mean,
this is the proposed.
Yeah. And so I feel that's there are other things I felt could tighten things up because still a board could vote on stuff, change all the rules and regs October 1 after the annual meeting. And unless we had a membership meeting, or unless they waited until the next annual meeting, they wouldn't be able to vote on it. So I feel a little loss of control there, but I'm willing to concede that to keep this rather general for the sake of passage.
And I think some of the bones of contention last time were that the rules and regulations should regulate the use of the common areas and personal conduct of members. And that's what we were talking about last time, the ethics of individuals and their guests. And I think we've run into a tremendous number of problems. And those guests are to be held responsible for what they're doing wrong. And I think that was a real thing that we came to some level of understanding because we agreed. That member is responsible. And this is what it says. But if you don't like that, the Clarkson middle section here, what was proposed, this says the board may from time to time review the rules and regulations.
You have another one of those, Candy. Well, John doesn't have that.
I just have mine. You want to take a look? Well, anyway, so the thing was, in the proposed, it's very specific in saying that members have input. And those members, within a 45-day period of time, and there's nothing here that indicates any time.
Look under item.
Your stuffing is falling out, Dale.
These are all
just one second.
Sure,
gotta find
they're
it.
On the. They're floating across the grass here.
Did he get a copy?
I just found one of my things.
I'm on page 7. No. Barbara's 7.
Barbara's copy.
So my feeling is this is not a complete remedy, but it's a good step. It does give members input. And it's a good compromise.
Clarkson's the middle.
That's why I am willing to support
this. That's what Bill did have, that he changed and agreed to go to this.
I think it's very member friendly also. I think in the fact that it gives the members some idea of what their responsibility is as a member and a part owner in this association. And if they're here, they should be able to carry their load on this. We were thinking that when we posted signs on the road that said that, you know, these roads can be a pathway when wet. But if you drive on them, you could get stuck. And if you tear the roads up in doing that, maybe you're going to be accountable for repairing it. Now, that was considered unfriendly, but I think that's a good fair warning. I think that's the responsibility of members to know where they should be on this, okay? But this is the type of thing that is considered by some as being very member unfriendly. And yet, it's just stating the facts of the way things should be. And maybe we should allow people to do anything they want to up here without any consequence or any responsibility, but that's really not the truth. I mean, we all got to pay for it somewhere. None of us should have to pay for something that somebody else does out of because they have no conscience about the situation. Okay?
There is no other.
We're all members. We're all responsible.
Right.
We all have the best interest in the well-being of the ranch.
Make a motion for that one?
Not yet.
So I would like to invite any other board member that feels negatively about the parts that are in red to state their reasons why.
I am not in disagreement.
Then, without any opposition, Dale, do you have opposition?
Phil, let me... changes in the rules and regulations, as this says, are submitted to the members for comment for 45 days. Is this after the annual meeting? Is this after they're cast in concrete? At what point?
Well, I would assume after an annual meeting, there'll be a new. There is always a new board, and they're going to have feelings. And usually, by the time we send out billings in December, we send out at that same time the rules and regulations for the upcoming year. If the board, through their experience, have strong feelings, they're going to want to make some modifications. That will go out to the membership. And then what I think what it states is they won't be in place for 45 days. Is that right?
No, it says that they would be in place when the board members have...
Read that out loud because I'm not looking at a copy.
Prior to implementation.
Okay, so prior to implement, they have 45 days. So if we sent this out with a mailing by the middle or end of December, the old rules and regs would stay in place until the middle of February. And then by the middle of February, unless members are really upset, they call for a special meeting. Then we will go with those rules until there is a general meeting.
General meeting of September.
That would be the mechanics of it.
So the board could make changes, and if the membership doesn't care, it would go ahead and go through and be fine.
And that's why we have a board, and we have some leeway for their wisdom, their understanding, their experience. That's why they're elected to
represent,
fine-tune this stuff from time to time. And and yet, if they're way out of line, the members can say, hey.
Okay. No, as far as I know, no committee has addressed the rules and regulations. I objected initially to taking the accepted old rules and regulations and adopt them across the board, which is what the proposed bylaws
said. That was the proposal 2 years, 3 years ago.
And I still...
And I've compromised with you on that. That's not in here.
Very strongly will not endorse, you know, the existing bylaws and the existing rules and regulations.
The specific wording, it was in there specifically worded to say we accept the bylaw or the rules and regulations as written.
For 3 years now, we have abided by those. So by,
right, by default, we've been
doing it. And we are doing it. And when the new board in September comes about, if they want to...
Okay, I don't want you and Ken to think that I am in agreement or, you know, that I've changed my mind. I am not in agreement with the rules and regulations. I was not before the bylaws and protective covenant issue
right
even came up. And so don't think that I'm...
We know that you have not liked those rules and regs, but we're not voting on that now.
We're not voting
on the process.
That's right. That's the key. We're voting on the process, not the rules and regulations as they are. Because that can be reviewed again by the next board at another time. This is just the process.
But then if I approve this, all of you come back and say, oh, you approved the thing as it is.
No.
What
do you think you're approving then? You're just approving the process by which that the board can make changes, and as we make those changes, the membership is either in agreement or not. If they are not in agreement, and you as well, within 45 days prior to the implementation, there can be change and there can be review by a majority vote of the membership at any regular or special meeting. So we're not talking about rules and regulations. It's a process.
Wait. The means of how we're going to do it.
Okay.
Whatever we do to put that on.
Make a motion.
Yeah, make a motion.
To accept number 14, option 1. Rules and regulations. Is there a second?
I second.
John seconded it. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Unanimous. Okay. Number 18. Discontinuance of common utility service and suspension of common facility use and voting rights. The Board of Directors may suspend the voting rights of a member for any period during which an assessment remains unpaid. The Board of Directors may also, after hearing, suspend the right of the member to receive utility service paid as a common expense and to use the common area and facilities, which means you can't use cabin time, you can't use things that you have not paid your dues. Utility services include, but not limited to, receiving water from wells operated by the association. Before terminating utility services or right of access and use of recreational facilities, the board shall give written notice to the owner in the manner provided in the bylaws. The notice shall inform the owner that utility service, including the right to receive water from a well operated by the association, or right of access and use of recreational facilities, will be terminated if payment of the assessment is not received within 30 days. Two, of the amount of the assessment due, including any interest or late payment fee. And three, of the right to request a hearing is provided for in this section. An owner who is given notice may request an informal hearing to dispute the assessment by submitting a written request to the board within 14 days after the date on which the owner receives the notice. The hearing shall be conducted by the board in accordance with the standards provided in the bylaws. If a hearing is requested, utility services or right of access and use of recreational facilities may not be terminated until after the hearing has been conducted and a final decision has been entered. Upon payment of the assessment due, including any interest or late payment fee, the board shall immediately take action to reinstate the terminated utility services and right of access and use of recreational facilities, and that is specifically Utah Code. Option two.
Can I make one
specialization? Yeah, cool.
Here again, we're trying to be, we're trying to comply with the Utah Code, which is more specific than what we have, so the members know their rights and that they're treated fairly. That's the gist of this. But the politics of this and the next one that you will read, let's face it, the politics is this. Val Cram does not believe that you should be able to take the members a lot away if they don't pay their assessments. That's the gist of it. Basically, he feels that there's some constitutional thing here. I think Larry in the last meeting made a comment that this... tell me.
Not your constitutional right to have a vote if you do not pay your dues. And that's the only thing. The only other thing is, the option two is exactly the same thing, except the board of directors may not suspend the voting rights of a member for any period during which an assessment remains unpaid.
So in other words, we want to have fairness for the members. We follow the Utah Code. And we need teeth to our document, which is what the Utah Code finally came in and did for all of these memberships that had disputes and stuff about whether you could or not. They said, you can. And so, as you know, we've tried to be fair. We hear extenuating circumstances, if there are some, and we make efforts, like we did with this one member we talked about earlier today, to collect those monies and not to be, they've had a heart attack or a business failure. You know, we're all human. They're our friends. We hope. That's why there's a board to hear these things. But if you don't pay your property tax, you're in trouble.
You can't vote.
You can't say, I know Val says this is different, but our association has to calculate a budget based on paying assessments. And if we have no recourse if somebody doesn't pay assessments, that's what happened for a while, and a lot of people didn't. And the ranch would be in just
you can't work
chaos.
Within a budget if you don't have people paying, and then say, I don't want you to do this or that, I vote against it. But you haven't even paid your dues or assessments to have a say. So
now, there are other plans, and Dale, if I misquote you, Dale, I'm sorry, but Dale or Val will bring up, well, why don't we do this so we don't have assessments? Or why don't we rent cabins that member's time that didn't pay and then take that money and pay their assessment for them? And, you know, they have all these other little sideline plans, but they're very hard to implement. They are not, we never get a concrete, detailed thing, but we just don't agree with, I don't agree with that. And I think the majority of members in this day and age, just like Joe said, we have to be responsible. If you don't carry your share of the burden, we shouldn't be carrying everybody else here. You know, we can't. Anyway.
But that's basically the difference between the two. Number one option, the board has the right to suspend facilities, common area, voting rights if you don't pay your dues. Option two, the board of directors may not suspend any rights of any member for any reason just because they did not pay their assessment.
They still get dinner, Jeff.
Any more discussion?
I would like to just point out there's a difference, in my mind, there's a difference in what we term rights and privileges. As an American citizen, I have certain rights. Voting at Deer Springs Ranch to me is not a right. It's a privilege that I pay for. And I don't think it's, I don't know, that it's impossible to separate out part of what my dad wants and part of what Val wants is, I think it's wrong that we take somebody's land because they don't pay their assessment. That's a little aggressive, but I don't know how else to do it, how else to hold them to pay them.
And we've been over
accountable. Yeah, oh, I know we've always worked with anybody as, you know, as best we could, so I don't have a problem with that. The when we say it's a right to vote, I consider that more of it's a privilege to be part of it, and
I could see something being a privilege.
I think you hit it on the head. It is a privilege, and it's a choice that you make when you come to Deer Springs Ranch.
I don't have a right to have a driver's license and drive a car. It's a privilege that I enjoy as long as I abide by the rules. So that's kind of the way I see it.
Okay. Any motions?
We're in here is this same thing, and we're not. It's not 18.
No,
it's 17.
All messed up in here.
Well, it might be.
That's 18 in there.
Yes, it's 18.
Is it a combination between 17 and 18, or?
Kyle, last call at 18.
I've been making all the motions, sir.
It's non-payment of assessments.
But I'll keep playing.
This is the last call. I can't even read.
Here. That's the other 18.
What time?
4 o'clock.
We've lost our connection. We've gone over 3 hours. They disconnected us. So.
Before we adjourn, there's a car accident that's got to be dealt with.
Well, we're not adjourning yet. We've got a couple things here real quick. But thank you.
Well, I make a motion that we vote to accept this.
What?
Anybody wants
option
to?
One?
Second.
Option one. Yes, option one.
Option one?
Option one, 18. Discontinuance.
Okay.
We have no choice.
Seconded it. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed?
No.
Let it show one opposed. Okay, very last. Business or commercial activity?
That wasn't one here. That's the only history.
I know, but I don't understand why this is on here.
Okay.
I put four, but this says...
We talked about this at one point, but I thought we kind of just wiped it off.
Okay.
Because it's...
Yeah, but this came from Larry. Okay, alrighty.
I think it's just part of the page.
Alrighty. We have gone through... Every number,
what people are going to pay.
Every article. Is there a motion, therefore, or is that just understood, that the numbers 1 through 25, the protective covenant.
I would make a motion that they be included in the annual meeting for the annual as a voted on item, as a document as a whole by the members.
I second it.
We need a review. There's 226s.
On this one? Which one are you on? I don't have that.
Go back.
Which one did you...
Is this the beginning?
Oh, okay. Okay. 25.
I don't have 26.
Yeah, that's on page 7.
A little bit. I bet you... I'm
we have...
That's Larry Walters...
I have
recorded this.
No, I have this. This is what his latest was. He's
right. That was his latest.
Yeah.
validity and amendment to both labeled views.
Finish the meter, I think you said this is the final draft with these things that we approved today.
Okay, I'll contact you on that.
I will take
them back. Yeah. That should be turned
down. Business and commercial activity.
But that was 25 over here. That was the one here that we thought we'd already done.
I suggest you just talk to me.
I have. He sent it to me when he sent this out to you guys. He sent me a hard copy of it.
Oh, then you probably just...
He has a little copy of everything.
You could do that.
Yeah, I could put this in. That's what I'm going to print it out.
Well, my motion again
I think what I'm going to do, though, is I'll put it in, then I'm going to send it to the whole board, and you guys all look at it and make sure that he hasn't made any mistakes, because I have no clue if he has or hasn't, because I wasn't here at the last meeting.
I'm not sure I understood what you just said.
I said I will put this in that you just voted on today.
Yes.
Fill in the blank. The one that I have, it has everything that's accepted except for like under easements, it has to be discussed or some comment like that. Yeah.
So the things we voted on today, that's
where we need to insert.
Yes. And then I guess it's okay? You don't need to send it to everybody?
Doesn't it need to be sent to everybody?
It's sent August by
August. Well, I mean to the whole membership, I meant to you guys.
Look at it again.
I
think you could send it to us, and if there's some glaring thing, we could all get off.
Like what Larry said on page 7, where he's got 226s.
Okay.
He's got validity 26 and amendments 26.
So he just numbers.
Yeah. But and then like on 25, the business, the attached draft. So that's what we just accomplished. If you look on number 12.
Yeah, he has some comments.
The same thing, rules and regulations, the attached, and that's what we just accepted now, the specific options.
Okay,
so if we insert those...
Clean up the documents.
And change the numbering on the one. And,
And what I'd like to do, Barbara, I have a company in Vegas that wouldn't charge me anything to run these off.
Oh, good.
So I would like to do that so it doesn't cost the ranch any more money.
Except that, just so you know, they only charged us 5 sheets.
She'll charge me nothing.
Okay. But it was, I was
because this is 10 sheets. Well,
this is not store budget, is it?
No. So this is 10.
So that would be 50 cents a
piece. 300.
That saves $150.
Let's do it. Yeah, it's through Office Max. Okay, so the problem is the copies back and forth, and we'll have to figure out how to get the copies.
Yeah, that's what I thought I'd tell you. If we can do that,
we can work out.
She said she'd run it for me.
Okay,
so we're good with that.
Did Larry send you the disc or anything like that? It's a Barbara. Barbara has it.
He sent it digitally, electronically. I don't have a disc. I have an electronic disc.
You missed that part.